Hello!
And welcome to another ranty episode of Fool's Daily. And we're going to talk about the wondrous decision that Games Workshop have made to bring out another version of 40K less than 2 years since I spent a buttload of money buying a great big huge rule book that nearly gave me a hernia, that's too big to read in the bath because I'm scared that if I drop it in the bath, it will displace potentially more water than me because the bloody thing is so heavy. And now we've got a new version coming out and some of the models are rubbish.
And ladies and gents, if that's not grumpy enough for you, I don't know what will be.
Yes. Discuss.
You're wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Okay. We should say that I'm Dave, and we're also joined on the line today by Mike.
Oh, yes. Mike, hello. Hello, Mike. And Ben.
I'm here still. Hi.
And that other fellow was Dave. I forgot that because I kind of went straight into my little rant.
Little?
Slight, small, minor, bijou and compact. Now, don't get me wrong. I love 40K. I've been playing 40K since first edition, Rogue Trader, the blue book with lots of stuff that was really fun in it. And I don't necessarily disagree with the fact that actually they needed to push the game on a bit. I'm just slightly perturbed with the speed that they've all of a sudden gone through another sort of cataclysmic rule set change.
I think we're still working a bit on rumours here, aren't we? I don't think anyone knows exactly.
It's scheduled to be out on the 24th.
Yeah, we know that, but we're not entirely sure what's changing. We've seen, I think most of
the. It needs to bloody change, because if they've brought a new edition out less than 2 years after the last one, I'm expecting some fairly radical changes. Otherwise, how is it anything other than another way to ream out people for another bloody great big rule book that are going to give me another rectal hernia to lift?
There's not going to be a to hit table and a to wound table and an armor save after that.
No, I absolutely believe that's the case, because that's been Warhammer since
the game. The rest of it sprinkles, but yes.
Yeah. But I mean, looking at some of the rumours, and just before we came on, as you said, Dave, you know, a lot of it is rumours at the moment, but from what we have seen, and there have been some sort of screenshots of pages from either the upcoming White Dwarf that's talking about it or some of the sort of preview material, that they are kind of pushing away from the point-click-shoot competition-y type gaming that it had become.
Yeah, certainly from the bits I've seen, it does seem that they are trying to distance themselves from that, which is going to be interesting because that is, although I don't think it's the market they think they have, there's still quite a big market for them.
Yeah. And I don't play Warhammer Fantasy, and I know kind of the development of the two systems often goes hand in hand, so I don't know what the kind of current edition of Warhammer Fantasy is and whether that's undergone a significant change. Because, again, that's another one that, whether by design or by default, has become a very competition-based set of rules.
Of the two, though, I always thought that was probably the more suitable of the two sets of rules to competition, personally. 40K was always an odd choice,
yeah,
for a hardcore tournament set of rules. But I know lots of people do enjoy it, and lots of people play.
Yeah, well, I've got hundreds of pounds invested in it already, so I'm not going to stop playing. But I may just be slightly sulky when I have to buy a new rule book.
I mean, personally, I've not actually played a game since. I've played a couple of games of 5th, but I don't think I've played a game of 6th Ed. I watch people.
6th edition just seemed to get a little bit too fiddly.
I think Flyers did it for me more than anything else.
Yeah.
They just look odd on a 40K table, but that's just me.
Oh, but they're beautiful models.
No, I agree with that, though. I mean, so I've played a lot of 6th. I enjoy the core rule changes, but I never liked the additions to it, as in, like, Flyers. I don't think suits a normal 40K game. They're fine in an Apocalypse, that sort of size game.
Yeah.
When people have 9 Valkyries on a 6x4 table, it looks stupid. They don't really fit in a deployment zone, let alone look right on the table. And rules for buildings and stuff is cool, but having that as part of your organization choice is really odd as well. And once again, feels better as a thematic mission. And allies, Whereas the allies in the main rulebook are fine. We've now had like a year and a half of two codexes for each release, it feels like. And then there's the PDF data slate things, and it just becomes a bit confusing and a mess. Yeah. I love playing 40k Sickfed still, like out of the rulebook with a single codex, and I don't tend to play a Flyers, and I love it. I think if it was that, it's actually like sort of still my favourite version of it. Like, I think the other changes are really good. But yeah, there's just too many. I don't really mind big models, but
yeah,
they just got to look right. And it's when it keeps drawing more away from infantry, the sort of when the Space Marine itself becomes a lot less important, it becomes a little bit sad, really, I feel.
But that's always been the issue with 40k as it moved on from Rogue Trader. The Space Marine always seemed to lag behind, you know, the standard tactical Marine always seemed to lag behind everybody else.
Oh, I mean, if you play the standard missions out of the rule book in the current version, troops are still important because that's how you win the game.
Yeah.
And that's,
and certainly that was something that 6th, to a degree 5th, but certainly 6th seemed to nail, was to try and draw people away from that and to use the Space Marine Army as a point. I'll have two small squads of scouts to fill that requirement in my FOC, but then I'm going to smash with all the heavies and the elite and the fast attack choices, and that's going to be my army. And it seemed that sort of certainly towards the end of 5th and certainly in 6th, that requirement that actually only troops can take objectives pushed people back into having to take those troop choices, which that was something I liked.
But I think what happens in the current editions, then people get like you know, multiple Flyers, allies, all these things where they just still do just kill each other off the table and can just win that way. And then obviously that makes not for so much of a fun game. And I know obviously you were saying about like not having, because obviously one of the big well, it's not rumor, there's talk about it in the White Dwarf. There's a, you know, there's a photo of the page from it of them dropping the full synchronization chart.
Yes, the Armies Unbound.
I can see how that leans away from being like possible tournament game, as we're saying. But I don't Games Workshop's never really ever tried to make it a tournament game. I don't think. I just think rules should still be there.
Yeah.
The thing that bugs me about all these sort of lack of restrictions is the sense that a rule book telling you there is no rules seems insane and stupid to me. I just think that I don't know where they're at with it. I've known for a long time they don't like the force organization chart. I've spoke to people that write codexes and stuff and have said they don't like that. And
how come everybody knows people in the bloody war games world except me?
I did work for them.
Did you work for GW?
Yeah, I worked for them like 6 months ago. So, like, that's how.
I've worked in Wargame for 30 years. I don't even know people in the next town that bloody Wargame, let alone,
that could be pigeonhole you where you are in the UK, Matt, though.
Obviously, he's my friend.
Nobody is, but.
I don't know who people that well, just know. Enough.
Yeah, Mike does.
But the point is,
there's another name drop. Clang.
I didn't know they do any name drops.
I'm sure Dave can drop names as well if he wants.
Not so many, no.
Jervis during the 1980s. Clang.
Well, that's a claim that you've never lived down now, Matt. But there we go. Yeah.
but since you've known me, now you've got friends as well. Stuart McCorkindale, for example,
well, he's
Dead Man's Hand.
More of a victim of my stalking. That's not quite the same. Just because somebody's got a restraining order out against me doesn't make them my friend. I've just got an autograph on a legal document from them. It's not the same.
Sorry, Ben, you got distracted by Matt's jealousy of the fact that he doesn't know anyone.
Anyway, they seem to not like the force organization chart. I was actually sort of semi-surprised it was in 6th, and you can see they've tried to loosen it, as it were. There's always less restrictions in the codexes and stuff like that, which is the idea is they just want people to be able to play with their toys. But I think the thing about restrictions is that I don't think they realise, and maybe I'm just living in a completely different bubble to the rest of the world, but if people want to, I don't know, say take an army that's not legal to the rules, then they can just do that with their mates, so their mates are fine with it. I mean, that's house.
That's the thing, Ben. It's because you is young.
Yeah.
You do not know this. When Tinternet first came around.
Yeah.
In the mid 90s.
Yeah, I was using
all
it,
of
yeah.
a all of you were like six.
Isn't it the mid-90s? Not that young.
Yeah.
<That's>, carry on.
Mid-90s is 20 years ago.
The mid-90s, I was like... I was just calling away
95 is 20
yeah,
years
Yeah, I was 10
ago.
Then. Let's go anyway, carry on.
when it all kicked off and there were GW related websites on the internet.
Yeah.
The thing that people were adamant about getting was official answers to questions. Yeah. Now, before that, everybody's gaming group had just got on with themselves and they'd gone, this seems a bit stupid, let's just change
house
it.
Rules.
And that whole rogue trader ethos, when we used to play 40K, there used to be things in there, you know, everyone could carry a personal power field generator that made you toughness 10 until you actually did a wound on them. So you had to hit them and then roll a 6. And every single hero carried this personal power field generator around with them. And so in the end, your gaming group would go, it's a bit bloody boring playing like that. Let's just not use them. Okay. There you go. As soon as the internet came around, then it was, I want it stamped with official. And there were untold reams of stuff going, is it official? Is this thing published in White Dwarf
chapter
official?
Approved.
And so they kept on going with it. It's got chapter approved. Yeah. Can I use it? And then it was, can I use it in a tournament? Can I do this? Can I do that? And the problem that they've got themselves into, and it's not just 40K gamers, but a lot of it came from that scene because they were the ones who were spending a lot more money than the fantasy battle gamers on big expensive tanks and things, was, can I use it in a thing? And when I turn up somewhere, I want to be able to use it.
Mm.
And so the whole structure thing sort of came out of that mess, and people were just obsessed with it being official and approved. And
I can respect that, but my point is that you don't need to have a rule book to tell people that in their friend groups they can change the rules.
Some people think they do.
Yeah, I'd agree that if it's not written down, and that goes back to that whole thing, if it's not written down, then it's not official. And the mentality of 40K gamers, and I count myself in that, is... still, we hang on to that thing. And that probably came around sort of through... Was it second edition that had all the cards?
Yeah.
And it came
that
through...
90, that was 93-ish.
Yeah, and when it came through sort of second edition. And you see, I think it's at that point with second edition that 40K kind of then became a competitive game. And that's why a lot of this stuff came about.
I think any game can be a competitive game, though. I mean, I don't know. Anybody can get competitive about any game, I think, like...
No, I try not to, because otherwise I'd always be disappointed.
You don't have to be. I'm not saying you have to be, but I'm saying
I think there are games that have been designed and engineered from the ground up to be a suitable for competitive play.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's not 40K.
That's
not 40K.
I think it has been since second edition.
No, it hasn't.
It really hasn't.
It hasn't. Compare 40K and the language used in 40K with the language used in War Machine.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I've never done any of that weirdness.
I have to say, I actually played Necromunda probably a few weeks back, and within 5 minutes of the first game, we were having an argument about rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me personally, I like restrictions. I think restrictions breed creativity, and I think just having the door wide open all the time isn't necessary.
With that unbound thing, the interesting thing is the rumours about the way they're going to change your scoring points now. And that you're doing missions within the game. So you might complete one part of the mission for points in turn two, and you keep going on. It's going to be interesting how that will interact with Unbounds. If you take a completely stupid army, you may not be able to complete your first mission, therefore you will never win.
But then you're creating restrictions.
You know, I know another game that enables you to score points during turns and stuff.
Yeah, lots of them.
What's that? There's one that we all play. What's that called?
War Machine.
War Machine. We all play.
Yes.
We don't all play. In fact, I think you're probably the only one, aren't you?
I don't know. If Ben doesn't play War Machine, yeah, probably only me.
I have played War Machine.
Stop mumbling now.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. He's just semi-ranting. It's fine.
But you see, I'm not convinced that the moves away from force charts and things like Apocalypse are altruistic in design to make things better for gamers. I think that the cynic in me, and whether that's part of that inbuilt kind of furore that people have around Games Workshop, but I think there's a potential that it's actually more about, well, if I want a Space Marine army, but I want to be able to have a Bane Blade, I can do that now, so it allows people to spend more money. I'm not convinced that there's anything altruistic about, oh, we're going to release the shackles because it's become too competitive. And
gamers
aren't
the first priority for the Games Workshop as they are a corporation.
No, I fully get that's a business decision. But I'm more than happy to support it, because don't get me wrong, for all the anger that is seething within me, I will buy 40K 7th edition. I will play 40K 7th edition. I will probably buy more figures to play 40K 7th edition to go with the 10 Lehman Russ, 9 or so Chimeras, the Forge World Flyers and stuff. I may or may not already have.
I've not bought 40K since 4th ed. But with all the rumours going around, there's going to be some Blood Angels in the box set. And if there's a small rule book in that box set, and the models are great, it could dangerously happen.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Dave. I mean, we talked, I can't remember whether we talked on Daily or not. I think we did one of the early episodes about doing a kill team thing.
Yeah, I think
we talked about it on the way back from Halifo.
Yeah, but
it probably came into our specialist games chat that we had.
Yes.
The restrictions on forces and the enabling me to play what I want, because I'm never going to go to a tournament, so I don't really care. But if I can turn up at a local games club and go, yeah, this is my Inquisitorial Warbands, and yes, it's an Unbound or whatever it's called, so I get to use this bit, and I've got these because I really like these figures, and I quite like that dropship thing, so I bought one of them. Then that's for me and where I am, and that's absolutely perfect. That's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to do this mishmash.
And that certainly is more kind of rogue trader again.
Yes.
Because it's that more freeform, just run what you brung kind of thing.
Or are we just getting a serious case of rose tinted spectacles here, gentlemen?
I just don't think that it works better for pickup games, though. I think you're wrong. I think if you go down a club like that, you could turn up with your, like, Orc Horde army. It's just, like, lots and lots of Orc boys or something. That's what you've done. Mm-hmm. And then your opponent's got their Lemurus, battle tanks, and that's it, because there's no restrictions. You're just going to have a non-game at that point.
Depends on how the missions come out.
What's that, sorry?
Could depend on how the missions come out.
Well,
it's quite funny running boys at tanks. They'll hit eventually.
Yeah, but they might just not be able to damage them, or it just becomes too many like silly situations that could arise like that.
I think that's a difference in our gaming stock.
That's coming out of I'm now going to play this set game, and
yeah, but having the doors open opens those sort of things to happen. I mean,
but I don't have a problem with that.
Nah, I think it comes out of from playing from beyond the core game, doesn't it? And the set missions and creating things yourself, stuff that we did naturally with Rogue Trader because there were no missions. Unless you're going to throw models at each other and roll dice.
The less restrictions you have, the more screams of people saying that something's broken is what you're going to hear.
Yeah, but you get that now.
You get that now, you're going to hear it more.
The list building and the net lists and stuff like that. I mean, you think back to the leaf blower armies of 5th. What edition are we on now? 5th, 6th, 7th, 6th, 5th.
Yeah. Much more like a US thing, but there we go.
No, but that stuff sort of came out about, and then, obviously the Codex creep.
But now that's going to happen the same, except that you've got all the toys to play with, and it's just, I don't know. I think the restrictions are fine. I like knowing roughly what my opponent could have, within the realms of the game, not the entire realm of 40K.
But in a pickup game, you just say to your opponent, how are we going to play? Mm. I mean, you were saying that you can only turn up with so much stuff.
I mean, you're not going to turn up with your entire 40K collection. I can't move my house down each time I come to play at a club. Do you know what I mean?
Depends how seriously I mean, mine fits in a couple of cases, so I'm okay. But yeah, I get your meaning. And certainly if you've got a 15 bait arm, have you ever bought
any models since 4th? I mean, like, look at the size of tanks and walkers and all that crazy stuff.
I've bought Dreadnought recently because I had some vouchers I had to spend. But no, I haven't actually bought a model since third.
Tiny now, Dave. Have you seen the things they do?
It's plastic.
Bro. I quite fancy a Stomper. Do you think I can get a Stomper with an Inquisitor riding it? That'd be quite cool.
No, because you get one of them knight things. You
get one of those knight things, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like the model of the knight thing. That's the problem.
Really?
See, I like the... It has to be the models I like. That's what
Dreamforge... Was it Dreamforge did a big thing that was kind of a bit like a knight?
The Leviathan.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
Yeah. That is, it's. I think that's a nice kit.
I don't. I'm surprised you don't like the knight. Actually, being the old school player, whatever the knights.
Yeah, but see, if I'm going to have knights, then I'd have them at epic. But then I'll just get Dave. Will get all excited. So
you're already converted. It's fine. When those models land again, it's fine. We just
what they're talking about is the next black box game, isn't it? Is the rumor is currently it might be epic or it might be Blood Bowl.
Just leave it.
They said there might be Blood Bowl for the past 4 years. So,
I don't think Epic would sell in that limited edition thing. What would sell bucket loads is a star player Blood Bowl set. We had two teams of star players, and fancy pitch, some stupid rules, outsell Space Hulk. It really would.
Mm.
Yeah,
it would.
I think if you can do an Epic shelf, you could do doing a Titanicus thing would be cool as well.
It doesn't really work in that small box game because you get that set and then there's no
support
epicness to it. There's no ongoing support. So unless they're going to launch a third game and they're going to ditch Lord of the Rings or whatever, I can't
see. That's the reason I'm saying Titanicus would work as a box game, is that, you just get some big Titan toys as your box. Yeah. You mean you're done? You don't need...
Which is that original plastic Titans thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it grew out. It started as a Titan game, then everyone went, let's put infantry in it, and then it became epic. But yeah.
They wanted Land Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah. Space Marines are boring. Imperial Guard all the way, baby.
Again, it's wrong.
Have you got your rant off your chest now, Matt?
I feel slightly better, yes.
Okay, shall we say bye-bye to the nice ladies and gentlemen?
Bye-bye, nice ladies and gentlemen. I've been Matt.
I've been Mike.
I've been Dave.
I've been Ben.
Bye.
Therapy session over.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.